Hi, my name is Lewis Howes, and welcome to the Daily Motivation Show. I firmly believe that taking charge of your mindset allows you to be in the driver's seat of your life and unlock your potential. And that's why I'm thrilled to share that my new book is out right now. It's called The Greatness Mindset. In it, you'll learn how to build a plan for greatness through powerful exercises and toolkits designed to propel your life forward. This is the book that I wish I had 20 years ago. It's everything I've learned in the last decade with the research and the science to help you unlock your mind. Make sure to go to lewishowes.com/2023mindset to pick up your copy of my book, The Greatness Mindset, today. If you could sum up the law of attraction in one phrase, what is that idea of the law of attraction for people if they're still not sure on it?
The law of attraction is a secondary law. And most people talk about it as the law of attraction. It's a law. Well, it is, but it's a secondary law. A lot of people are left with the idea, you just think about it, you'll attract it. Well, that is a bunch of nonsense. That's not true at all. You do attract what you think about, but your thought patterns control the vibration you're in. Vibration is a basic law of the universe. The law of vibration decrees everything moves, nothing rests. The walls around you are moving. If you go and look at them through a microscope, you'll see them moving. The body in a coffin is moving. If it wasn't moving, how would it ever change to dust? The law of vibration decrees that everything moves. We literally live in an ocean of motion. Your mind and body is in a vibration, and that's controlled by your thoughts. You activate cells in your brain. Your mind activates cells. That sets up a vibration in the mind and body. And the vibration you set up is going to dictate what you attract. If you're troubled and you're in a bad mood, you're going to attract bad stuff to you. You're on a negative frequency. So as long as you stay in that bad vibration, you're going to attract some more bad stuff. It's just going to keep coming. And you see it happening all the time to people.
It's probably like when you're not feeling good and you just want more ice cream or pizza. You want bad things to make you feel good as opposed to, let me have a healthy salad when I'm down. You know, it's not what we're thinking.
The trick is really to keep yourself feeling good. Feeling is conscious awareness of vibration. The vibration is the basic law. And if you stay feeling good and a good vibration, you're going to attract good stuff. You just magnetize yourself to stuff that's good. There's very few people really understand the law of vibration. Everybody is utilizing it every day, all day. You are attracting what you're in harmony with.
How do we put ourselves in a state of feeling good when there's nothing to feel good about?
There's a law called polarity. The law of polarity decrees everything as an opposite. You couldn't have an up without a down, a hot without a cold. You can't have a bad without a good. If you're looking at bad, that tells you there's got to be good. You cannot have bad without good. And if you want to feel good, start looking for what's good. And if you start looking for what's good, you're going to find it. And the idea to say, well, you really can't, there's so much bad going on, that attitude is not going to reward you at all. It's going to give you bad stuff. You've got to know that there's always something good. You've got to find it.
Why is it so hard for people to see the good when there's so much chaos around them?
Because they're so programmed the wrong way. They're really programmed the wrong way. We're programmed for bad news. You don't find a good news station. People wouldn't advertise. They wouldn't go there. People are attracted to bad news because they're in a bad vibration themselves. And when they start to understand that and then realize they can control it and change it, that's when they'll start winning. See, that's where I was. I was in a bad vibration. Everything was bad. There was nothing good. I mean, I just had one hell of a life up till I was 26. There was nothing good about it at all. And when I was 26, I met a guy that got me on this book, and he started to give me some effective education. And my whole life changed. My income went from $4,000 a year to $175,000 a year in a year. Washing floors. The first thing he wanted to know, he wanted me to write my goal on a card. He said, what do you really want? I said, all I want is some money. I figured if I had some money, all my problems would go away. I owed everybody and his brother money. So I said, I want $25,000. If we had taken all the money in the neighborhood where I lived, you wouldn't have found $25,000. I mean, this was It was an absurd goal. He said, write it on the card and read it often. So I kept reading this, and what happened is it got me thinking of earning money. Now, prior to that, I was thinking of debt. All I was thinking about is debt. I owe this money, I owe that money. They're all phoning me. And since I was thinking about it, I started hearing people talking about it. And I remember this guy saying, there's good money cleaning floors. I said, I'm not proud, I'll clean floors. In 5 years, I was cleaning floors in Toronto, Montreal, Boston, Cleveland, and London, England. I mean, that was a hell of a time. Got to change the program. Feeling is a word we invented to describe our conscious awareness of the vibration we're in. When you are feeling bad, you're in a negative vibration. When you're feeling good, you're in a positive vibration. That's just a basic thing that we could go by. So how do you feel good? Well, there's all kinds of ways to feel good. Think of something really pleasant. You'll start feeling good. Do something kind for somebody, and you'll start to feel better. Help somebody out somewhere, you'll start to feel good. Share a good idea, you'll start to feel good. When you're feeling good, you're in a good vibration, you're going to attract good stuff to you. Most people don't understand that feeling is conscious awareness of vibration, and the vibration you're in is dictating what you're going to attract. It's a basic thing. True. It's so basic, but it's not understood.
Thank you so much for listening to today's episode of The Daily Motivation, and I hope you have an amazing rest of your day. If you enjoyed this episode, make sure to click the link in the description that will take you to the full episode of our main podcast on the School of Greatness. And if you are loving The Daily Motivation, please follow us over on Apple Podcasts and Spotify and leave us a review over on Apple Podcasts right now. And if you want more exclusive content and ad-free listening experience, make sure to subscribe to our Greatness Plus channel on Apple Podcasts right now. And if you want to get even more inspiration from our world-class guests and learn how to improve your life and take it to the next level, then make sure to sign up for the Greatness newsletter and get it delivered right to your inbox over at greatness.com/newsletter. Again, have an amazing day, and I'll see you tomorrow with another episode of the Daily Motivation Show.